Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the
Yes, ma'am.
person who requested that call?
Yes, it's me. My name is Joyce, last name Golightly.
All right, and I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I need to file a unemployment claim, please. And this is my first time. I've never done this before.
All right, and what is your Social Security number?
It is 419-823-6606.
And what was your name one more time?
Joyce, Joyce, go lightly, Golightly.
All right. And can you verify your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number?
Yes, ma'am. My, you want what now? I'm sorry. My
Oh,
date
no.
of birth is July 3rd, 1958. My mother's maiden name is Patton, Patton. My driver's license number is 6920729.
And you said you've never filed a claim before?
Never. I had some fraud before. It wasn't me, and I took care of that. But
Okay,
I'm filing now for myself.
so you reported the fraud?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay. And do you know if they ever let you know if the fraudulent information was removed off your account?
I'm not sure if they did. I don't think they ever did that I can remember. I really don't know because it's been a while.
Give me just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so to file a new claim
Yes,
for
ma'am.
your first name, it's Joyce.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said your middle initial was the letter C.
Yes, ma'am.
And then your last name was Golightly.
That's correct.
Okay. And your date of birth one more time?
July 3rd, 1958.
All right. And your gender?
A female.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
2 years of college.
All right. And your mother's maiden name one more time?
Patton, Patton.
All right. And for your driver's license, was that for the state of Alabama?
Yes.
And can I get your driver's license number one more time?
Yes, it's 6920729.
620-729. No, it's 6920729.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. There's direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I prefer my checking account.
All right. And can I get your routing number?
Yes, it is 08-300-108.
Right, that was 08-300-180.
No. 08-300-108.
108. All right. And your account number?
My account number is 3053-350-833.
Okay. So 3053350833.
That's correct.
And what is your mailing address?
My mailing address is 701 Old OLD Mill, MILL Street, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35401.
All right, that was 701 Old Mill Street. Mm-hmm. Tuscaloosa, 35401.
That's correct. And Old Mill is two separate words.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
Say that again. Is my what?
Is your mailing address different from your mailing? I mean, is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, it's the same.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
All right. And what's a good phone number you can be reached at?
205-239-1740.
That was 205-239-1740.
That's correct.
All right. And it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment compensation benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. So the first question is, which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? There's associate broker, general practice, nuclear, radiology, physical therapist assistant, or none of the above?
None of the above.
All right. And the next question is, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? There's a Ford Tempo, Suzuki Swift, Plymouth Neon, Chevy Lumina, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
Chevy Lumina.
And the next question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? There's Travis Ridge, 21st Street, Boulder Lake Circle, Vicksburg Drive, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Give me the addresses again. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's Travis Ridge, 21st Street, Boulder Lake Circle, Vicksburg Drive, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
21st Street.
All right. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
TRA? I'm sorry,
yes.
What's that?
It stands for Trade Readjustment Allowance.
No. Because I'm a little difficult case, and I may not be that difficult, because I actually retired from the University of Alabama. My husband passed away, so I get widow's pension from him, from Social Security, okay? And then my financials kind of got, I still have to have a little part-time job. And see, that's what I do. I work a part-time job now. So, but I don't get any kind of like benefits, through my job. No medical, none of that. It's just a little part-time job. So.
Okay. So I'll select no for that. And what was the last day you worked?
The 9th, which was Friday, December 9th.
Okay. And give me just a moment while I get that entered in and then pull up the next screen.
Thank you.
I'll be right back with you.
Sure.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Yes, okay.
So the next question is, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
All right. And are you available to accept full-time work?
I would say yes, but if I do full-time work, that cuts off my, I can only make so much money with getting money from my husband, from my widow's benefits. And I can take full-time work, but I don't really want full-time work because that'll cut my money off. Until I turn, 65. When I turn 65, I think it's a little bit different when I turn 65.
Okay. So did you want to select yes for that one or no?
Oh, well, that's hard to say. I'm going to say no.
Okay. And then I will need to read you the full-time clarification.
Okay.
And just a moment while that pulls up. Okay, so it says, in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work. Benefits can be denied until such time the restrictions that would prevent you from returning to full-time work are removed.
So if I don't accept that, then I can't get benefits? Unemployment, rather, I'm sorry. I have to accept that? That's kind of weird to me.
If you select no, I can read you the options for why you selected no.
Okay.
Like what options there are to choose from.
Okay.
So for selected no, the closest reason there's child care issue, lack of transportation, Social Security recipient, attending school, or other personal obligation.
Okay, it would be Social Security recipient.
All right.
Excuse me.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
All right. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Yes.
You said yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what was the employer name?
University of Alabama.
And did you pay into the pension fund?
Yes.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
No more than 10.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$11 an hour.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
We don't have a definite date, but I do have a date. They're going to give us a definite date on the 6th because we have a meeting on the 6th of January.
Okay. So as of right now, the date that you have, is that?
Will be January 6th.
Okay. And that's when you are returning to work or it may change?
It may change.
January 6, 2023
yes.
For right now?
Yes.
And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes.
And what is your job title or job description?
Cashier.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
As of today, what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Like if you weren't returning to your job, would you be looking for the same type of job?
If I wasn't returning, yes.
Okay.
I would.
And what's the name of your separating employer?
Okay, they are Aramark, A-R-A-M-A-R-K, Campus Services, LLC.
All right. Okay, Aramark Campus.
Mm-hmm. Aramark Campus Services. That's what it has on the paper. It says the company will appear as Aramark Services.
Okay.
Aramark Services, LLC.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for them?
What is the number, man? I can give you my boss's number. I can give you his number because I don't know about a company number. Hold on 1 second. Let me give you this number. You can try 205-348-2382.
That was 205-348-2382.
That's correct.
All right, and what was your employment start date?
I think it was October 19th.
October 19th of 2022?
Yes.
All right. And you said the last day you worked was December 9th?
Yes.
All right. And what city was the work performed in?
Tuscaloosa.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? There's vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And is this your separating employer?
Is this my what?
Separating employer. The last employer that you've worked for?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
All right. And then for the reason that you're no longer working, there's quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Lack of work.
All right. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I guess, yes. I don't know.
All right. And I need to give you your temporary PIN number. Do you have something you can write this down with?
Hold on 1 second. Make sure this PIN right. Yes.
Okay, it's 0658.
0658. Okay.
And I'm going to read you some information about your claim.
Okay.
All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via the telephone number you should call each week is 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday, and you'll need to make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4529 24, and we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I've got lots of questions. So it takes 2 to 3 weeks for this their first one, right?
Yes, ma'am. It can take 2 to 3 weeks. It just depends on if there's any pending issues. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I have to apply for, you say I have to do the go to the unemployment office and apply for a job there?
You would have to update your online resume, or you can go online to that website, either one.
So I have to do that? What if this is kind of confusing to me. There's one reason why I didn't want to do this. I'm not really seeking to get me another job, is what I'm saying. That
yes,
don't make, and I understand the rules and stuff, but if I'm like, I'm already like 64, so I don't understand why I would really be seeking to get another job, you know, because I'm actually going back to the job, and it's only a temporary layoff because the company shut down this time of year.
Yes, ma'am. So part of filing for unemployment is you do have to be seeking full-time work. So you would just have to register and update the online resume, and then you would just need to keep even if you are returning, it's just in case if you don't return.
I don't return. Not unless
yes, ma'am.
Don't want me. That's all I'm saying. Now,
right.
What's the – give me – I guess I'll do it now. I really don't want to because I ain't really seeking nothing else. Give me the website to, you know, for the unemployment.
Ma'am.
Seek employment. What's that website?
It's Alabama Works.
Alabama Works.
Yes, ma'am, with an S. Alabama.
Wait a minute. Wait. You're going too fast. Alabama Works. Alabama.
Dot gov.
Okay.
And you just have to register.
Okay.
And once you register, it'll ask you to set up your online resume. And if you just, the weeks that you're out, if you just check that, you know, each week, it does have job openings. And, if you see one that you are qualified for, you can just go ahead and apply for it.
Now, how do y'all know that I have, registered? Does it come to you all as well?
They'll be able to check that information when they're processing your claim.
Oh, okay. When claim process. Okay. I got you. Okay. All right. I guess I'll go ahead and do that now while I'm sitting here.
Okay.
I didn't want to, but I guess I will. This is a lot for something that I probably won't get until 2 weeks after I went back to work, you know?
Yes,
but I
ma'am.
Do it. Okay. Now, Alabama.gov, AlabamaWorks.gov. Okay. Now, I have to call and do for each week, right?
Yes, ma'am. So you'll start calling this
Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You can either call or go online to the website labor.alabama.gov and file online.
Okay.
But hold off on trying to sign into that website until Sunday. Otherwise, if you try and sign in this week, since you just filed your claim, it's going to show that you don't have an active claim.
Oh, okay. So I won't do it until Monday or Tuesday next week, right? That's what you're telling me?
Well, you can call that number that I gave you on Sunday or Monday.
Okay.
But the sooner you do it in the week, the better.
Okay. So the number, that's 205-458-2282. That's the number I need to call, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I probably do it Monday instead of Sunday. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to do this. I'll just register for the Alabama stuff for the job seeker.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Is
there
right,
anything
then.
I can help you? Anything
else? That's it. I appreciate your help. Okay.
All right. Yes, ma'am. And I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Hope you enjoy your day.
Thank you. You do the same. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye-bye.